received. Good.
Well,
well, when I got there to work, when the boys and girls all coming in, they signed me the job to take the wagon and team now, not a car in that day and time, you see. Meet the bus and all the trunks and suitcases and move the boys and girls in, you see, both boys and girls. Nice. So that fell my job. Mm-hmm. And it also fell my job to be flunk in the kitchen for the girls in the kitchen, bring in the stuff from the vegetable and kill the hogs and cut the meat and bring it all in, you see, and things like that.
I see.
Well, I had a pretty good job. But you know, the thing that hurt me worse than anything in the world, I had my cap set to get an education and be a teacher and maybe a preacher sometime. And that war broke out that year, if you remember. I think it was in April. Old Professor Lamb got up one morning and told us that we declared war, they declared war on us, whatever happened. And that we boys would go on, he says, I'm sorry to tell you, won't many of you come back. And I tell you, that hurt. That hurt deep and it hurt bad. And I thought I was an A1 man, figured it was, and sure enough, when I examined, I was pronounced A in first class, you see. Mm-hmm. And you had to go. And as he said, if you go, there's no telling how long this thing's going to last. We're not prepared for it, and they are. And we got to go there and fight them on their ground, not come here. We got to go there and keep them from coming here.
I see.
And that hurt. And it just deadened all my intention for schooling and everything else, you know, because I didn't see any use in going on if that's the way it's going to be, you see. Mm-hmm. And if I was A1 and there wasn't no end in sight, that war, didn't anybody know when it ever be over, you see. So when school was out, one of the teachers told me one day, he said, I'm going to Union City, Gibson County, O'Brien County, Tennessee, to work for Dredgeville Company. And he said, my uncle wants me to bring all the men I can to work up there, that will work. He says, well, you go. I said, what you going to pay? He says, $1 a day and all you can eat. He said, it won't be like that. The dormitory just raising out a little bit and said, that's it. So I went with him up there. And he told me, he says, you can hire anybody that you want to and I'll pay you that way all day. But I never did find one or two boys. So we went up there and worked that summer, wading wood and water this deep. We were cutting the right away for that dredge boat. I took sick, had chills and fever, and came back home. And I registered while I was up there, though. We registered there for back home. We sent the papers back to Choctaw County. And I registered for
Choctaw. What month was this?
I think it was April or May. I'm not sure. May, I guess. Maybe as late as May. I'm not sure just what time it was. I've got some old diaries in there. It would take too long to go out and dig them up and find out about all that stuff. So we worked up there till summer, and I decided that I couldn't work much more. I'd better come home. They come home and they told me not to leave. The draft board said, you'll either be the next draft. We never know who's going to be coming. Don't get away. If you leave, leave notices where you are and when you'll be back. So I just took up there with this old brother that I was talking about, living over in the Delta and taking the sharecropper away from him. He was up there, he bought part of my grandfather's place, and he was up there with a sawmill on the place, and I just worked at the sawmill in order to have something to do with him there to see what the war was going to receive. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there, and wife and I, who I'd been going with for 3 or 4 years, decided before I went off it'd be better on her if we just married. She said that she'd have to hide her grief if we wasn't married. It'd been going together a long time, you see. And so we got married, and I got my call in June after we married in April and went in the service.
In June.
That was 17. 3 months. About 3 months, you see, after marriage. Mm-hmm. I went in service. So I went to Camp Pike, Arkansas. And as I said a while ago, it just looked like everything was over. There wasn't any use in doing anything. And I didn't take much interest in what was going on over there. And we stayed over there for 6 months.